إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما، أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. A couple of khutbas ago, maybe a month or so ago, some ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book was recited to you, but it was not translated into English nor explained. And we hope today to recite those ayat and to explain them so that you might understand and benefit from them more so, inshaAllah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, He says in His book, الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. الله سبحانه وتعالى, he says in these ayah from Surah Nur, Allah is the Nur or the light of the heavens and the earth, and the example of his light is like a mishkat or a niche which has a light in it. The light is in a glass. The glass is like a bright star lit from the blessed olive tree, neither eastern nor western. It's as if the oil shines by itself without being touched by fire, light on top of light. Allah guides to his light whoever he pleases, whoever he wills. Allah sets forth parables for the people, and Allah is Alim, or the All-Knower of all things. And houses which Allah has commanded to be raised, and for His name to be mentioned in it, and for Him to be glorified and praised in the morning and the evening. Men who business and trade, or business and buying and selling, does not divert them from the remembrance of Allah, and the establishment of the Salah, and the paying of the Zakat. They fear a day where the eyes and the hearts will be overturned. They will be rewarded by Allah for the best of what they used to do, and then He will increase them out of His bounty. Allah provides whoever He wills without a limit. And these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes Himself as the Nur of the heavens and the earth, or the light of the heavens and the earth. And that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is light, and His veil is light, and everything in the heavens and the earth is lit by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the sun and the moon and the daytime brings light, all by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He lights the heavens and the earth with His book, the Qur'an, which is light. And from the guidance of His deen, al-Islam, which is light. And from His messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is light. Allah is the nur of the heavens and the earth. And the parable or the example of His nur, of His light, is like a mishkat that has in it a misbah. The mishkat or the niche, some of the ulama, they say, as they try to explain this, they say it's a little hole of which the light is held in it, in a lantern. If you can try to picture this in your mind, the old-fashioned type of lantern. In it, there's a place or a hole where the light comes from, or the place where the wick or the string that's being light lit is held. This is the mishkat, and in it is the light. Or as some of the ulama say, the candle, or the wick, or that which will light. This light is in a glass. The glass that is around it, or the glass that is surrounding it. And this glass, it is like a bright shining star. This glass around the light, it is like a bright shining star. And this light in it, it is lit from the oil of a blessed olive tree. And the olive oil, it shines brighter when it's lit than the rest of the oils. And this olive tree, it is not eastern nor western. Meaning this olive tree, it is not affected by the sun in the morning, or the sun doesn't only shine on it in the morning when it rises from the east, nor does the sun only shine on it when it sets in the west. But the sun, it shines on it all day long, and this makes the oil from this olive tree even more pure and more virgin, and it makes its light shine even more so. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, it is as if the oil is lit or shines bright by itself. meaning before the fire is lit from this oil, the oil by itself and the lantern and the glass, it is shining as if there is no need for a fire, even though the fire has not touched it yet. Light on top of light. Light from the oil itself, light from being inside of the glass, and the light of the fire when it's lit. Light on top of light. Allah guides with His light whoever He wills. Allah draws these parables for the people, and Allah is the all-knower of all things. Some of the ulama, they have applied this ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to many cases. And amongst the cases that the ulama, they apply it to, is that this light, it refers to the believer. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the example of His light in the heart of the believers is like a mishkat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here as some of the ulama are explaining, that this light is in the heart of the believer. That the believer, he is created like the rest of the people on the fitrah. And this is that he is created and his heart is pure and ready to accept the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to work by the sharia of al-Islam. And then when this pure heart that's on the fitrah, it has the knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implanted in that heart, then there's more light in that heart. And then when that heart is touched by the iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah has us to believe in, then that's even more light in the heart. And then afterwards the body parts practice what is in the hearts, and this is light on top of light. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an example of the believer as Allah guides to His light whoever He wills. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who reflect on His book and benefit from the parables. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with light. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. In houses that Allah has commanded to be raised and for His name to be mentioned therein and to be glorified and praised in the mornings and the evening. This ayah that follows the previous ayah, it's mentioned, as some of the ulama say, for the connection to the previous ayah. That light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about in the previous ayah, that's in the hearts and the bodies of the believers, that those people, if you were to ask, who are the believers with the pure hearts, the hearts of light, that have accepted the knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that has accepted the light of al-Iman, and the light of practicing this deen of al-Islam, if you were to ask, where are those people with the light? They are in houses that Allah commands to be raised. Houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masjids. And you find the true believers in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masjids, that Allah has commanded to be raised. And to be raised, this means to be purified. To be purified from shirk and kufr. To be purified from bid'ah in opposition to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be purified from the people's superstitions and cultures that have no place in this deen of al-Islam. To be purified from the filth of najis. To be purified from the filth of the people who don't clean themselves properly. To have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house purified of everything that Allah's house needs to be purified. To be raised, for these houses to be raised, it means for these houses to be built. To be built in accordance to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be built, meaning to be built and populated by the Muslims. For the Muslims to attend the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is for the houses to be raised, to be built and populated by the Muslims. And we hope that this is in light of, and we hope that this statement is in light of this ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be built, to be carpeted with a nice carpet so the believers might prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to worship Him alone. for these houses to be built, for these houses to be maintained, and to be kept clean, and to be smelling good, for the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be smelling good, with the bukhur, or the oud, or the incense, for the masjids of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be smelling good with the sweet smelling oils that the men wear in the masjids, or the cologne that is halal for them to be worn. Not by the women, this is for the men. For the masjids to be smelling good, and this is the raising of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for His name to be mentioned therein. For His name to be mentioned in the iqamah. For His name to be mentioned in the salat. For His name to be mentioned in the khutbah. For His name to be mentioned as we read Quran. And we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His house. This is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to especially remember Him, as He says, to glorify Him in the morning and in the evening. Meaning to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His houses all day long. From morning to evening, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be populated with the believers. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with dhikr and dua and salah and the recitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. The Quran. Men, that business and trade does not divert them from the remembrance of Allah. Those believers who are touched by this light in their hearts and on their body parts, those believers who you find them in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the men who business and trade has not diverted them from the remembrance of Allah. The wealth and the glitter of this world has not diverted them from the worship of Allah, from the remembrance of Allah. The business and the trade has not turned them away from the remembrance of Allah, from Allah. Their wives or their children or worldly gain, nothing from this world turns them from the remembrance of Allah, as they know that their purpose in life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to remember Him as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us. And to establish the salah, and to pay the zakat, and they fear a day when the eyes and the hearts will be overturned. The eyes and the hearts will be overturned from the ugliness and the seriousness that will take place on Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. The believers with the light, those who populate the houses of Allah, they are the men who are not turned away from the remembrance of Allah, and the establishment of the salah, and the paying of the zakat by this world or worldly gain. Nor are they turned away from fearing the fright of the day that is so frightening, the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Nothing turns them away from their objective in life of the establishment of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of it, Allah says, Allah will reward them for the best of what they did. That mean of all the good deeds that they did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will reward them from it. And everything that is bad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. He's going to forgive them from whatever is bad, and He's going to reward them for all the good that they do, and then He will increase them out of His bounties. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even give them a bigger reward than they deserve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them in a manner that they could have never achieved, even if they worked hard enough for that reward. And this is from the favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives to whoever He pleases. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends these ayah off with this statement, and Allah provides for whoever He wills, unlimited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives, is the most generous al-kareem. And His giving or His providing is more so than anyone could ever deserve. And this is for the believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the parable of in these ayat of light. Oh Allah, we ask You for light in our hearts. Oh Allah, make the purity of lights in our hearts. Oh Allah, increase our hearts with the light of Iman. Oh Allah, increase our hearts with the light of the knowledge of Your book and the sunnah of Your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, increase our body parts with the light of submission to this deen of al-Islam. Oh Allah, make in front of us light. Oh Allah, make from behind us light. Oh Allah, make on top of us light. Oh Allah, make from underneath us light. Oh Allah, make in our eyes light. Oh Allah, make in our ears light. Oh Allah, make what comes forth of our tongues light. Oh Allah, immerse us in light. Immerse us in the light of your book, the Quran. Immerse us in the light of the guidance of your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give us light. Oh Allah, we ask you for al-Jannah. Oh Allah, give us Jannah. Oh Allah, give us light on Jannah and don't prevent us from the light on that day. Oh Allah, give us Jannah and give us light on Jannah. Oh Allah, save us from the fire and from the darkness of the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire and the darkness of the fire. Oh Allah, save us from being from amongst the people who have no light on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the people of the hellfire. Oh Allah, we ask you for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter and save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله وأقم الصلاة. استووا سووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصويت الصف من تمام الصلاة. استووا سووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصويت الصف من تمام الصلاة. Straighten the rows. Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Fill the gaps. Don't leave your rows crooked or Allah will divide your hearts. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah. Straighten the rows. Fill the gaps. Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave your rows crooked or Allah will divide your hearts. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah. استووا سووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصويت الصف من تمام الصلاة. Straighten the rows and fill the gaps. Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave your rows crooked or Allah will divide your hearts. Don't leave your rows crooked or Allah will divide your hearts. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah.